Temporary Patchup by Myfic, read by CookieMom6067. You, Cougar snarled, poking Jake painfully in the chest, will wait here. Ow, Jake said plaintively. He peered around the dark room Cougar had marched him into, in a, what is this, some kind of medieval tavern? Is the local alehouse. And you will drink one ale slowly. You will not get drunk or cause problemas, see? Cougar glared at him. We have had quite enough of that today. Jake put on his best innocent face. I just said that big old ancient temple up on the hill looked interesting was all. How was I to know? It's like some sort of cross between the Vatican and the Pentagon hereabouts, and taboo even to mention. Cougar was having none of it. Jake had forgotten innocent face never worked on him. He was out of practice with all the time apart. You would know the temple is sacred to the Imami if you had listened at the briefing meeting. Yeah, well, Jake looked down and scuffed his boot on the dirty floor. I'm kind of out of practice with meetings, too. He peered up at Cougar. I won't get drunk. I'll just drink water, okay? Cougar leaned in. No, idiota. You will not drink the water. Not unless you want to be shitting your liver out for the next week. Drink the ale. And I will see you when Miss Imagen has calmed the priest down so they no longer talk of flogging you. Sheesh, okay, okay. Jake backed away toward the bar with his hands raised. No water, no trouble, no worries. Shaking his head, Cougar slipped out the door to rejoin the rest of their own team in AR-1, who they were accompanying on this mission as backup. You make one little mistake, Jake muttered while the landlord poured out his ale. Geez. Yeah, they're hard asses, all right, said a guy who'd materialized at the bar beside him. The place was pretty dimly lit, especially Colonel Shepard. Oh, you know them? Jake asked. He gave the guy a quick once-over. He was black, with short-cropped hair, kind of piratical with a patch over his left eye and the usual Pegasus leathers. He didn't look like he was from Atlantis. Atlantis. Jake still got a thrill whenever he thought about it. He lived in motherfucking Atlantis. Used to, the guy said easily. Came out with the first wave of the mission, but I've gone solo now. He paused, drank some ale. Well, set up in private is more like it, I guess. You can do that here? Jake was intrigued. What's your line of work? Maybe they needed hackers here, too. But no. Cougar had said the Wraith busted down any high-tech worlds, so there were hardly any with computers. Pest extermination, the guy said. He held out a hand. I'm Aiden Ford. Jake Jensen. Jake shook and looked around the dingy, straw-floored room. Yeah, bet you've got your work cut out for you here. Ford grinned, suddenly less boyish and a little shark-like. Sure do. But we're getting there one pest at a time. He took another drink, glanced back at Jake. So what's your specialty? Science division, yeah? It's the glasses, right? Jake said, resigned. They always make me look geeky. Yeah, I'm one of McKay's lot. For your sins, Ford said, grinning. Hoo, boy, yeah. Jake shook his head. I must have fucked up real bad in a past life for sure. He finished his mug of ale. Oops, Cougar had said to make it last. Ford had finished his ale, too, and was scratching his chin, looking thoughtful. Say, if you're a scientist, you could maybe help me out here. He looked back at Jake, frowning. I mean, unless you're like a botanist or in one of the soft sciences. You've spent too much time around McKay as well, I see, Jake said wryly. No, I'm into tech, pretty much any kind. Cool, Ford brightened. See, I've got this used puddle jumper, and the nav system's a little out of whack. Need someone to do a quick fix until I can get the travelers to give it a proper going over. He shot Jake a grin. I'll pay you, of course. Minerian silver, okay? Jake raised an eyebrow. Didn't realize there were jumpers knocking around out here, apart from... The city? Oh, sure. Atlantis isn't the only ancient outpost in Pegasus, you know. Just most people don't have the gene like I do, he smirked. Not as turbocharged as Shepard's, but it does the job. Well, okay, I guess, Jake said. He had a little time, and there was no point staying here when he couldn't even have a drink. Only if it's not too far, though. Ford slid off his stool and beckoned. Not far at all. Just out back in the woods behind this place. Come on. This was probably exactly what Cougar had warned him not to do. But Ford seemed okay, and Jake was bored. Besides, a chance to tinker with a jumper? Zelenka had only let him work on them under supervision so far, and Jake was sure he could do more. The jumper was indeed not very far, in a small clearing. Man, they were cool little flyers, what with being spaceships, gate ships, and having goddamn VTOL. Pooch would have swooned over them. Jake didn't have the gene, but he just bet Pooch did. Okay, he said, once Ford had shown him the fault in the nav system. I don't have the gene, so you're going to have to test it for me when I say, right? Sure thing, Ford said, and they settled in. Jake soon up to his armpits in the guts of the console, humming happily. Here's your problem, Jake said after a while, pointing at a dark, fused crystal. I can route the wiring around it, but you need a replacement, or the autopilot will eventually overload. Yeah, I figured, Ford said. The travelers will have one when I track them down. Haven't heard of them yet, Jake said. They kind of like the Romani? Space Romani, yeah, Ford said. They live on their ships. Man, this place is so cool, Jake said, grinning and shaking his head as he hot-wired around the dead crystal. Ford smiled thinly. Some parts of it, yeah. The Wraith, not so much. He rocked back on his heels and stretched. But that's my job. Jake clicked the console casing back into place and stood. He cocked his head at Ford. Thought you were a pest eradicator? Ford shrugged, loose and easy, and Jake was suddenly aware of the gun on his hip, the knife strapped to his leg. Yeah, but there's pests, and then there's pests, you know? Jake got him to turn the system on, and it seemed okay, the panel glowing green. Well, there's your nav patched up, Jake said, wiping his hands on a rag and trying to seem loose and easy just like Ford. Ford was between him and the outer hatch and heavily armed. Man, Cougar was going to murder him if Ford didn't. He stepped forward. Ford didn't move. Gonna kidnap me? Jake asked, keeping his tone light, heart hammering in his chest. Ford snorted and stepped aside. Nah, been there, done that. Kidnapped Colonel Shepard's whole team one time. He winced. That didn't go so well, especially for McKay, I heard. He rubbed the back of his neck, looking rueful, the gesture oddly reminiscent of Shepard. Shepard would kill me if I pulled that stunt again. He pulled a small leather bag from his jacket and tossed it to Jake. It clinked gently when Jake caught it. Go on, scram. Jake tucked the payment into his tack vest. Nice meeting you, Ford, he said, and backed away down the ramp. As soon as he was clear, the hatch closed and the jumper powered up, rose, and turned, so the front windshield was facing Jake. Ford tipped him a half-assed salute, then took her up vertically, vanishing into the sky in moments. There was crashing in the woods behind Jake, and he turned to see Cougar emerge panting, followed by Colonel Shepard and Ronan, guns drawn. Taylor Imogen and Dr. McKay were close on their heels. Cougar grabbed Jake and shook him. Madre de Dios, I cannot leave you alone for one second. It was a jumper, Ronan said to Shepard. I recognize the sound. Yeah, me too, Shepard said. What the fuck, Jensen? I met him in the bar, Jake said, raising his hands. He seemed okay. Wanted me to fix his nav system. To McKay. A burned out crystal, but I wired around it. Jake looked at Cougar pleadingly. I was just, you know, I like fixing stuff. Who the fuck, McKay said darkly, was flying around in a goddamn jumper? We've got the only puddle jumpers in Pegasus. Well, I guess not, Jake said, trying to sound placatory. I mean, Atlantis doesn't have a monopoly on ancient tech and Pegasus, right? We should have, McKay said grimly. Taylor touched Jake's arm. What was his name, Jacob? The man whose puddle jumper you repaired. Ford, Aiden Ford, Jake said, and saw Shepard go pale. McKay sucked in a harsh breath. More lives than a goddamn cat, he muttered angrily. He's alive? Shepard asked, looking stunned. Yeah, Jake said. Seemed fine. He's going to get the travelers to fix his crystal. Good luck with that, McKay said viciously. Where in hell did Ford find a jumper? Shepard had sat down on a stump. He's alive, he said again. He looked almost... Jake wasn't sure. The colonel was hard to read. Relieved? He even paid me for the work, Jake said, taking out the leather bag and opening its drawstring. Inside were a few silver coins and a scrap of paper. Huh, what's this? He pulled it out and read the scrawled note aloud. Tell Shepard hi. Maybe we can do another joint op one of these days. AF. He's alive, Shepard said a third time, shaking his head. And yeah, he was smiling. The end.